Yes, this is Brass Tax Sunday with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated, and we're really talking about the advancement of our people through small business. We've looked at the litany of woes last week. This week we look at ways we can move forward through communication, collaboration, looking at competition, but in a healthy way. We started with some communication, and we saw how it can go well, where one side can apologize and try to move on and look at maturity. Other sides may be a little more confrontational, but is to continue to work through it. It is not an abracadabra where it all goes away. It must be a process. We had on the line with us Rene Sabazani, he had to go Omniverse, and I actually had a WhatsApp here. Someone asking for his contact. He says no problem, 837-1173 or info@omniverse.com. We also had on Anderson from Clipart Barbershop on. He was there. I think he's rejoining us now after the news. As he said, we have in studio Troy Williams, Williams Tools and Equipment. You know, you do the skip, you do the hauling, and some people are asking in terms of the business, we must be able to talk about some of the business. We have Anderson Graves, he's back on as well. And on the line, we had Mohammed Nassar. We're gonna try to link up with some more small business persons on the line as well. I want to read this one, and then we go to the line. This one says, "Hi Corey, the lack of anti-corruption enforcement stifles the business environment. I've been pitching business to Beijing level executives for the past 3 years. There seems to be a serious lack of ethics down there. I have seen my black brethren take our ideas and run to the white man for a pat on the back. These are name brand Beijing companies. It's appalling. It seems like we don't like to see our own move forward and lack basic ethics. The corruption also exists within governments. It seems like the decision makers fall for perks and quid pro quo and fattening of pockets across the region. Our company have proven world-class omni-payment platforms that we have offered free to island businesses. No love. We took it to another island and have been totally embraced by their government, who wholesomely understand the value proposition. They have even offered us free office space as they see our product as an employment generator and a foreign exchange saver. It is very disappointing that charity does not begin at home. I personally know of other Beijing expats with tech companies doing well in other parts of the world who've experienced the same corruptive practices. Thank God for Suriname, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean, where we've made serious progress. These places are not about chat and bribes, but about doing business as opposed to talking business. Please give me Rene's contact information. We may be able to help each other." And I like that approach. 20 minutes before one. Remember, we go until quarter after one. We go to the line now and we say good afternoon and welcome to our first caller. You're on the air. I think this is small businessman Fabian. Good afternoon. Are you hearing us?
Hi, good afternoon. Yeah.
Hi, correct. Is this Fabian?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Corey, how are you?
Okay, good. This is Fabian King. I'm good, and you?
I'm cool, man.
Tell us a bit about the business that you do so that listeners are familiar who we're talking about, and then I want you to enter into the discussion and bring your own perspective to what we've been talking about all morning and afternoon.
Okay, I do a bit of trucking, bulkhead, and excavating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, business isn't that bad. It isn't that bad. Just the practices of our fellow businessmen as them dropping prices to get work. Mm-hmm. Literally, they've been providing a quality service, but they just want to drop the price to get the work. And when you got to call the customer telling you these kind of things and this kind of that, you know what I'm saying? So it's not bad business-wise. It's just like the sort of businessmen that we have doing business is the problem. Mm-hmm. Not business, the problem is them.
So you see that as a challenge where people look to cut corners.
Correct.
And to be competitive, and then they don't produce the quality work.
Correct. I feel only thing to run from me to you, Corey, mm-hmm. is the quality of service, not price. Always you got a platform price. I set our price up there and you stick to it. If you don't deliver on our services though, that's the matter for you as the business person, not the customer. It's you as the business person.
The thing is, one of the things as a customer, you know, you're looking for price. The Beijing customer is somebody like to look for price. And I think that's where we've got an issue. What are some of the things you would recommend? And I would like Troy's help here. You're in the industry as well. What are the things you recommend to get around this as a situation? Because before we talked about sustaining business, and somebody did mention pricing last week, that our issue is in terms of pricing. Two reasons they said it. Just what you're talking about, Fabian. And the fact that some business persons don't plan their pricing. So they go in arrangements and they rent a space or building for X, and they don't understand they need to sell Y in order to pay for all of the expenses plus make something on the top. So what are some of the recommendations that you think we should put on the table, or solutions that can help with the issue that you're raising this morning?
Okay. A business, right, they got something in their operational cost. You got to factor in that every move you make is something that operational cost. It's something to get the equipment to your job. It's something to get your operational going more every day. Operational cost. And we as small black businessmen, it leave that out. We come and say that you wait personally to wait things that. But you wait personally, got them things done for. They got everything they want done for as to how they can progress, how they can go forward, how they can do this and how they can do that. But we as black business people, we just want to go forward. But they don't know how to go forward. We lack guidance and going forward, I can know it.
It's true. I think we too, as service providers, need to establish basic market rates and just stick to it. Because for me to say that I can sell a meter of sand at X, and then somebody can come down just because, and then you're cheating the customer. Well, especially in my circumstance, I've learned it basically from Fabian. I said to myself that I'm going to cost a service, and there's a price I'm going to offer it at, and if they don't want it, to go to somebody else. But I find we, especially in the trucking industry, know the guys at cutthroat level where I take off $10, and then I tell Corey is this price, $10 less. Then Corey call Fabian, and Fabian's another $10 less. And then any day, it affects our ability then to provide the service, because they ain't got guys out there, broken down trucks, uninsured trucks, trucks with issues, all different sort of things. And we as black people then would not get the opportunity to really put our operation, operations to a functional level. So Fabian, your point is very important, especially for us that are in the competitive trucking industry. Not really competitive, but...
As I said, Troy, operational cost.
Exactly.
You're missing the key factor of business, operational cost.
True.
When you see a white guy got business, he got operational cost in everything he do. He may give you a discount, he may give you like a $5 discount, or the most he did a 10% discount. Which means he had a 30% markup on his product. So you give a 10% discount, it's not affecting him.
Yeah, but you see...
When you go to the gas station, you get the gas, you put in 200 diesel. You do not get nothing off. The supermarket, any stand hold, the quarry, you don't get nothing off.
It's true.
But if you go to check out, you take off for you all the things, Troy. And that happen your operational cost. Your vehicles on the road breaking down. Your truck can't maintain. You can't pay a road tax. You can't treat planes. All that sort of operational cost taken for that. So it's just a matter of
so you're saying understanding operations. You're saying that we as a group, we need to come together and establish costs.
Talking about a group, I think we got Cherry on the line as well. I'm going to add him in. And before people get carried away, because another guy was saying, we're trying to get Anderson Griffey, trying to add his audio. Look at it as construction, trucking, all these things, but the fundamentals remain the same. Don't just look at it as construction. For those of you asking for the Zoom ID and password for the QEH tender, Zoom meeting on Wednesday at 10 a.m. It is 8200813012. I repeat, 8200813012. Password 410225. 410225. Again, this program repeats at midnight and also on our website, vob929.com, if you missed it. Mr. Cherry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
As I say, you're the cherry that lights the cake. You know, he can't go cherry on the top, but we use the cherry with the cake on the top. But we got Fabian on the line, and we also have Troy, two persons you would know. And as we talked a lot about the persons with more experience guiding the younger ones, you obviously had a lot to say last week. We wanted to bring you back in this week as well. I believe you were listening from the beginning, and I'd like to get your input along with Fabian's.
Yeah, but first, Corey, let me thank God for this opportunity to come on the air. And I want to really, I'm so happy when I listen to Troy and Fabian. I both mentor toward them guys, and, you know, I'm so happy. Troy, you know, Troy was a little scared at front. I'm going to talk it raw, so it's what it is. Fabian is perfectly correct. It's not, we talk about vision, people like about price. But he was correct. Focus on the customer and not necessarily the pricing. Mm-hmm. As long as that customer is happy, he will be happy. So focus on service the customer. That is the most important thing. We must think about the customer. Customer number one. If you look at, you know, on my wall, if you walk in my office, I got customer number one, employee number two, shareholder number three. I stole that from Jack Meyer. And be focused on the customer, and that is the important part. Now, I heard a little rambling there with Mark the other day. Hold up. Corey, let's face it, we live in an unforgiving society. If Troy, who is going through a financial crisis, or being technology, or still in one business, he will never be given an opportunity in Barbados to go again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's real. No bank will want to look at these. They're going to check it. They're going to knock it out. But people could change. People need an opportunity. And if you're still in one based on a lack of experience, of lack of
But how, training, how do we bring about that change? Do we need to get bankers in a room and do a seminar with them? You know, do sensitization for gender. We had sensitization for certain terms we use with the disabled and persons living with HIV, etc. Do we need to do a sensitization with bankers? Or can you put something else on the table? How do we cause that to change? We can't wish it into changing. How do we change that?
Corey, banking would never be the same again in Barbados. Most of these banks that are operating from Canada and Trinidad and all kind of stuff. So banking will never be the same. And a bank manager is programmed to keep us at a particular level. Mm-hmm. And I will share my story.
Before you do that, do you have any recommendation? I know, again, last year. Do you have any recommendation on how we can change that? Because look at it, because sharing all the experience between last week and this week, one of the things that I agree with, that in business, you're going to make there can be some failures. Your first business is not going to make you a billionaire. You understand what I mean? You're going to fall. And then you have a case where the banks and the public, you say, very unforgiving. So then it's not a good environment for business people, period. Again, drop the word small business people, period. So how do you get banks to understand that and work with you? One of the recommendations I saw on the WhatsApp last week is you take them into your confidence. You walk with your financial controllers, your financial advisors, and you let them know what's happening. You know, things rough this week. Please help me here. So you don't run and dodge and hide, but you keep clear communication lines open. I want to put that as one of the solutions on the table.
Well, Corey, one of the things that I find that can work, and that's when Valley, Troy, and all the other haulers and stuff, mm-hmm. is to come together and let us share our resources. I can remember I did a program when I was about 21 years old, and I shared that if all of us come together and pull together our equipment, we're bigger than Steel Williams, we're bigger than Jad and for those guys. So I heard about the guy that was speaking about the building. He said, look, those bigger companies don't build anything. They hired us to build. And that is correct. But that means we have the skill set. I shared about how many last week who got the most money, the banks or the credit union. That means we have the money if we can only come together. But we've been indoctrinated for over 400 years not to come together. But if there's anything that we ever come together, there's nothing that is impossible for me to do. Listen, Corey, it is so bad. We also just spoke about government and government contracts. I remember, Corey, when a different party comes to power, I lose every piece of work that I had. 1 minute to come in, I said, boy, look here, no, boy, I hear transport at work. So you know what happened? You can't get another job. I got 4 concrete trucks in my yard, rotten right down, and a silo full of cement, rotten right down.
So you experienced that too, Mr. Cherry, like our experiences, like the same, because that's a problem that I'm getting now.
You could be frightened to say it, because, Troy, you know me, I didn't say how you can say it, because Troy is a big damn, he's a cherry, you understand? So I understand.
He's a ripe cherry.
No, I went through some serious pain. And last week in the program, another man come out and say, you had this. Let me tell you something. You have to think different. Tell me something. There was a great rumor that was spread that I'm with this party and I close this person and whoever. You understand? So you know what happened to me?
Cherry, let me make it clear. Cherry, wait, before you go any further, let me make it clear. Let me make it clear on here that I am a member of no party. And 2008, when we had elections, I was not to the age to vote. I come along with a Democratic. Wait a minute. Let me tell you what I'm telling you. I am not a member of any party. In 2008, when it was before I was 18 years old, there was an election where the Democratic Labour Party would have won the government. The only government that I would have known of was the Democratic Labour Party. Just as in this day of age, where I fight to get business, I continue to fight for business in this environment. I 100% I'm supportive of the Prime Minister of Barbados. I think that she's doing a fantastic job, and I think that we as a country would move forward under her leadership.
Well said, Troy. Well said. But we all think that way. And you see there how rumors are spread on my side, they will spread on your side. So it happened. But all I'm telling you to do, go away with them. Think big. The sky's there, the limit.
So people, wait, before we go any further, people listening on the outside that want to get involved in business, the home from, you know, they used to work in the hotel or whatever, is politics a big concern for them, or can they navigate the whole business environment without worrying about the terrors of politics?
Politics plays a big role.
My thing, Corey, my belief is not to focus on government work. Forget about the government work. Focus on serving customers. Mm-hmm. Focus on serving the average person. When another party comes to, that other party was in power, I wasn't focused on the customers. I mean, I was almost dead, but I would have been dead. Focus on your customers. And if you want a business to get in, listen, stop and listen to where the people complain. Where the people complain is where you will find your opportunities. So right now, there's so much opportunities out there in this environment. So much business ideas coming to me every day. I sit down and I help other smaller entrepreneurs, and they're coming at me left, right, and center. I could choose and pick the exact one I want to associate myself with. But there's so much opportunities out there. There's so much, Corey. Mm-hmm. And forget about government.
I want you to discuss for the purpose of the people listening, I want you to highlight some of the opportunities for them. I don't know how specific you can be, but they're listening. They got the pad and the pen right now and they want to pick an idea from Cherry. What do you say to them? What are some of the opportunities? Give them some ideas. Plant a seed.
Corey, you know I'm going to share raw. I didn't give you one idea. I just want to give you another one after Corey, look at the leading fast food restaurant in Barbados. Mm-hmm. It sells 2 pieces of chicken in a box with a bun and some chips. Come on. They now got about 20-cent delivery van. It tells you something. It tells you that you need to get that food to the customer quicker. It tells me that you have a huge competitive advantage against that company, because that company can't open their restaurant because of social distancing. It tells me that people couldn't wait till the place open to go and buy food. So they tell me there's a need. There's a need maybe for fast food, or there may be a need for another choice of fast food. So you got to pick. You got to pick if you're going to sell it free, grill, barbecue. But it's a, don't put the chicken in a box with a bun as a chips. Come on, let me face it. Mm-hmm. That is telling me that's an opportunity. Corey,
I think the convenience of drive-thru is a major thing.
One second, Corey. One second. Why not let 5 or 6 of those people that are selling chicken come together and brand the fast, brand a brand in their neighborhood where they're selling and expand from there? Let me say that the name Troy Chicken. Put Troy Chicken in different places. All that that place does is season a piece of chicken. The season is what is the difference. Come on, let me face it. What else they could do to make a potato chip taste different other than some more salt or a bun? How could get a bun taste better? I know Purity got the best bread out there, I must say. But buy the bread from Purity, put it in a box with two pieces of chicken and bet the box up pretty. It will sell, Corey. Let us come together as a group of black people. Put brand some chicken places all about, and you're able to deliver to the customer.
Question to you directly. So there's someone out there listening. They want to start this idea. If they contacted you and say, look, Trey, we want to do this thing with you. Would you take them on? Would you take them serious? Sure. Would you help them?
I have 3 fast food outlets working with now, empowering those entrepreneurs to do the right thing. And that's what I like doing. That's my job. My job is to encourage them. You want to hear what I'm saying? Look, everybody's talking with delivery. Corey, listen to me. You got Hot Scotch and a couple of other people that come out doing delivery. It's a good idea. Delivery as well. Why not go to all those fast food places and say, like, hey, let me deliver for you, but not for the market for you. You don't have to. I don't have to change the price on your food, and I can still deliver it. That's a different ballgame itself. So that came from financial education, how to make that happen. But all you need to do is to have a routing software and be able to have the customers. What the delivery vans are doing the wrong way, they're looking to go to competing with one another. Just as the customers say, one body starts something, the other body do it. The customer first, and then go to that business and say, look, I got 2,000 customers, 20,000 customers, and here's the geographic location, these 2,000 customers, and I want to partner with you, and I'm going to bring sales for you. Give me 10% of your sales, because I expected to bring $10,000, $20,000 a week for you, so the customer don't have to pay that extra cost of a delivery cost. You just have to think different.
So you flagging this as an idea, something that can expand widely, because I know that almost every corner on Friday, Thursday, Saturday, they're you know, people selling, you know, as you say, some chicken and some chips, you know. But what the difference that you bring in here is something that can be scaled up and made into a bigger business full time.
Oh yes. Park. I prefer to be part of $1 million than be a whole of $10,000. Just look at shares. Just look at fraction ownership. Just look at it in a different way. I'm happy to be on this program with you. It's Williams Business and News. We need to go here. We need to think big. Mr. Williams did it. Give the employees share. I'm doing it right now with the VS Artists Group. Sometimes it'll be hard. All of them are going to catch it.
Give me another idea. One criticisms is that when people start business, everybody start doing the same thing. You know, everybody saying pigtails, everybody start saying pigtails. Right. Everybody going to start doing chicken and thing. Give me another one. Because you said lots about Chubanese. Give me another one.
Focus on your customers. So one body start recycling, everybody wants to start recycling. I started one. Another guy at Bottles started one. He wanted to limit what he's doing. I got spit body trucks. He wanted to say, okay, that's okay. He can do that. I don't care. But you know something? I focus on my customers. When I first started, I started to mess up really, really bad because I tried to do so much. But I start to focus on my customer. And when I focus on my customer, then I see a result. So we move from, and it's free. No, sorry, not free, but it's, I mean, I kind of pick up somebody's garbage. and recyclables in St. Andrew or St. Peter for $20 a month. It can't even, the diesel can even cost me $20 to get over there. But no. So I understand I have about 7 years of losses. So people say, oh, he can afford it. No, he can't afford it. I always tell myself, how can I afford it? And that's all we have to do. We have to think different. And we have to think big. What a man think of, so is he.
So is he.
If you think small, you're going to reap small. If you think big, you're gonna reap big. And don't worry about the challenges. The challenges will come.
But what do you encourage those who...
One more thing.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, you remember one time, I told you the challenges are going to come. You remember one time, I was doing this here story for 31 years. One time a government minister came out and said, I can't look at a dead dog for them. Right? But I still Jerry, and he's still whoever he named. You understand? Mm-hmm. But I hear, and he's wherever he is. Mm-hmm. You understand what you're trying to say?
Right. Or the question I want to ask you, though, is those listening home again, would you encourage them to start small, even if they think big? How would you encourage them to start?
I would encourage them to start. It's not about starting big or small, it's to start. Mm-hmm. What am I thinking of? So it's me. Because I started.
Okay, me too. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Yeah, it's gone back clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I encourage them to just start. What a man think of, so is he. When I started my recycling project, you see what I started with? I started big. Why? Because I understand the way how to think big. So I understand the challenge that I'm going to get. But the more the monkey claim, the more you export. I came under so much. Corey, I tell you, I had so much sleepless nights. Not only because of the situation as a resident in North State, but you see what happened? The banks. And I'm going to tell my story. I got all of it documented to tell when away went through because it's for real. I get knocked out, Corey. I get knocked out from government officials. Corey, it wasn't easy, Papi. But you know what I'm saying? I never, ever, but I get invited to another country in the Caribbean that we are now spending so much pink recycling bins down there. 4 container loads and 2 trucks going down the road. You understand? Why? Because we think different. Because, you know, it goes on the Barbados. There's a real unforgiving society that has got over here. But I can be all right. You know why? Because God bless the fat child.
All right. It's 4 minutes after 1 as we head to the end. I want to take another call. Let's putting another or drop right out of there. Troy, you wanted to say something as well. Jump in right now.
I just wanted to speak to Mr. Cherry on what he would have gone through. So I'm kind of thinking in my head what he would have gone through is what I'm about to go through, because the same thing that he spoke of, it seems as if I'm about to, as if that's what I'm facing now. So
Troy, you are here with me, and the best way to learn is to learn from other people's mistakes, and I will help you through it, and that's what I'm here for. Because I want you, Troy Williams, to be better than me. I want Fabian King to be better than me, and y'all can. Right. Just learn from my mistakes.
That's what they say. A good teacher, the student is ready.
Troy got it in him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I hear one man want criticize you. No, Troy, you can do it. I'm telling you, you can do it. You can be way better than Fat Joe. You can be way better than Mrs. Williams. You could get it. All you need is time and study, and all the rest is going to come in place. Don't let no devil in hell tell you can't get it done.
All right, let's bring in some callers here as we wrap the program up. We want to say a good afternoon and welcome. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Listen to the telephone, not the radio. Hello. I can see you there. All right, so for you, Anderson, Cherry, and Troy, as people ask to get in contact with you guys, I hope you don't mind if I can give them your number over on the WhatsApp. Some people here are asking. This one is an interesting point I wanted to flag to. We didn't get to touch on this last week, and it's about, this one says, banks are unwilling to lend to businesses if you have no security to offer. Perhaps a group of person can come forward who are willing to offer this security to back specific businesses. So for me, the whole idea, and we talked about this off air, I believe, Cherry, where a bank may give you 100% loan for a vehicle that will bring in no income, but they will not give you that same or similar loan for a business.
For, Corey, without any apologies, I want to say thank you that you feel as a black person. And I have no apology with that. Let me show you something, Corey. This is what's happened. I go walk into a bank with a job letter. I get to buy a $200,000 car. But let me go buy a job letter to earn money for me. I can't get that. I could go and get a mortgage based on my salary. But the same cost of a tractor to get the same cost as the mortgage to buy a tractor, I can't get it. And yet they look at ability to repair. I got the same salary. I could use the same money for my salary. And they got the same...
Correct.
I got income.
The additional income from the asset.
Corey, face it. This is real. Is it? So imagine all of those people that live in the workforce can go and get a car, but they can't start a business. Listen, we hear about buying land. You want to get up on the land and you get 10 or 15 years to buy your land. You will never even build a house for that, but 10 to 15 years done. You just have to think different. Listen, it's very easy. You have to learn three basic things: how to make money, how to keep it, how to make it work for us. Very simple. And banks, we just need financial education, because if not, people like Mark may not get it and say what he wants when he says. You understand? Listen.
Wait, Charlie, let me see something here. Hello, caller.
Wait. Yes, hello.
Wait, we were trying to get you in early. I had some problems. Go ahead.
Yeah, my phone's up. Oh, okay. Right. A couple of quick things, because I'm always getting at the end. First of all, through experience, I realized that a good businessman don't necessarily run a successful business, but he does all the things right. And also, a bad businessman can be very successful, too. Just imagine if, for example, you're the only sandpit in St. Andrew, and you're the only person with a sandpit. You can run business as bad as you like. You can't run out of money. You can call the women you want with that money. More got to come back tomorrow. So
money like sand.
money like sand. All right, Sherry now. Sherry said, do not focus on government, focus on customers. I cannot understand the statement, because when your business targets government, government is the customer. So I don't understand what you mean by don't focus on government. You have to focus on government. If you look into this paper, because last week I was telling you that success a lot comes through opportunity. I was listening to the guy in America who was running for politics at some time, to say he was the richest man in the world. I don't know if it's Bloomberg or who. But he said that, yeah, hard work is part of success in business, but it don't always be the key factor. He said, for example, in his case, his situation was that from the womb he had success lining up, because he was born white. He said at that time when he was born black, it is no way you could become the richest man. The other factor that was good for him, he said, was that he was born a male, because also being a female was also a hindrance. So all the factors were set for him. He just had to go through the process and make it. Now, we're talking about fast food. We mentioned it a little bit. Let me say that fast food companies like Chefette and Kentucky, they got protection. Remember back in 2000 and even before that, whenever another fast food chain wants to come to the country, these people always love the government not to accept them. McDonald's was one that was blocked in 2000. And I remember Owen Alpha saying to Chefette, let me tell you something, because we were talking about globalization at the time. And he was saying, look, I can protect you up to 2005. But what you need to do is to get your house in order by 2005. Basically, he was telling him, look, plug Chefette all over Barbados. In 2005, I can't protect you. And then you would have a foundation, and nobody, even if you bring in people, allow people in, you would still be successful. So big businesses always getting protection from the politicians. Small businesses do not get that protection that they very much need. Now, the other final point is this. Jerry and everybody always talking about coming together. If all of these hundreds of years we're talking about black people coming together, and it's not working, you think that's going to really work now? And I like the idea of you put
a share. Take a pen. I want Cherry to respond to you. We got just a few minutes more. But Cherry, please respond to the caller before he goes.
Yeah. To the caller, one.
Just turn on already in background color. Right.
Yeah, I agree with the quote. If I, Alison Cherry, did born white in Barbados, I too would be more successful, because I got good ideas. But you know something? This country is run by a lot of black politicians. You see? Good. So I agree. I agree with Buffett's statement. Now, I also agree in terms of let me explain when I say focus on, don't focus on government. I started a recycling project in 2015. And I'm speaking from experience. I'm focusing on the individual customer, which is 285,000 customers and not one customer, meaning government. Government could help me if they choose, because they got the platform. They could say, hey, look, you're going to collect from here and here and here. But you know something? I'm focusing on the customer. Let the government help me or not. And I know that doing it this way that I'm doing it, I done got about 7 years of losses. I already protect for that.
Caller, quickly as we go, you understand the point he was making in terms of not focusing on government alone? Or you call it?
And he's not successful too. He just said he was not successful.
No, I think listen, I can sit here and tell you about 100 or million failures that Cherry made. Mm-hmm. You know something? I never give up. I keep going. One of these days, I'm going to get a breakthrough. I ain't stopping.
One of these good days. Thank you, caller. Thank you, Cherry. Thank you, Troy, Renia, Anderson, the whole crew. And, of course, thanks to the producer and technical operator, Ronnie Clark. I've been your host and moderator, Corey Lee. And this has been Brass Tacks Sunday, talking about business and the empowerment of people. We're going to wrap up this three-part series with Minister of Small Business, Minister Dwight Sutherland in the near future, where we're going to bring all your suggestions, all the problems. We're going to put it to him, put it on his lap, and hear him respond to it here on Brass Tacks Sunday. This is Brass Tacks Sunday with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.